This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Biden administration has said it wants half of all new cars sold in this economy to be zero emission by the year 2030, and it is spending billions of dollars in incentives for car companies and car buyers to make that happen. Some of the newer manufacturer incentives aim to get electric vehicles and their components made in the United States. But that has not been without controversy. So this week, the White House put off announcing details of one new rule that would require a certain percentage of battery components to be sourced here in the United States or in countries that have free trade agreements with us. Marketplace's Samantha Fields explains what's going on.
Tax credits for electric cars have been around for more than a decade. Gil Tal at the Electric Vehicle Research Center at UC Davis says those credits are designed to do a few things.
They're incentivizing the car companies to make these cars. They help the buyer to purchase them in a little bit lower price, so they create more demand.
And especially since the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act, they're pushing companies to make electric cars in the U.S. Now, EV tax credits are only available to people who buy cars assembled here. Morgan Bazillion at the Colorado School of Mines says that change is a big deal.
If you drive around in the United States these days, if you're not seeing a Tesla as an EV, you're likely to be seeing something coming from South Korea, a Hyundai or a Kia.
Americans used to be able to get a tax credit for buying an electric Kia. Now they can't.
And that has been a large point of contention between the car manufacturers, but also the government.
The now delayed requirements around where car makers source their batteries, also a big deal, he says, because most of the minerals to make those batteries come from China. And making a switch quickly is not easy.
There's clearly a negotiation happening to buy time.
Adi Tomer at the Brookings Institution says foreign car makers don't want to lose out.
The American auto market is by far one of the largest in the world. And with the expected explosion in EV adoption going forward, it was really important for automakers across the world to see that they would continue to be a part of the American auto marketplace.
In recent months, a number of companies have announced plans for new car plants and battery plants in the U.S., and he expects more are coming. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.